Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad is a longtime buddy of ours, going back, golly, more than 11 years. This is his 11th anniversary. How about that? Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, is chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. We've known him since he was the chief economist for the Small Business Administration, and he's our good friend Chad Moutre. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's hard to believe it's been over a decade, huh?
I know. It's good. Yeah. It's been a great 11 years for us, and we appreciate you very much. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about, Chad. You guys are really working hard over there at NAM, and one of the things that you're working on is promoting legislation that's going to solve what you call the skills gap. Tell the audience first what the skills gap is.
Well, you know, when I talk to manufacturers around the country, you know, certainly they're concerned about taxes and regulation and health care and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, the one issue that comes up, you know, pretty almost universally is the skills gap. There's a lot of difficulty attracting and retaining workers in today's economy.
There may be 4 million jobs going wanting, job openings, yeah. 4 million in America going wanting right now because there's no qualified employees. What do you think?
I mean, you know, even in an environment where we have elevated unemployment rates and underemployment, you know, it's, you have to keep in mind that manufacturing in particular is not what it used to be.
That's right.
It's a very high-skilled, high-paying endeavor. And if you've toured a manufacturing facility like, you know, like I do, you see, you know, pretty radical changes.
My dad used to be a hammersmith in a steel mill.
Yeah,
he would literally take a piece of metal with tongs and stick it into a hammer, and the hammer would bang it down, and then he'd take it off. Now today he'd be sitting behind a glass window with a operating a robot or something.
I mean, they're hiring people who have a lot of technical skills.
Yeah.
I was just in a factory the other day where they were wearing white lab coats. You know, and so I mean, there is a definite skills gap there. I mean, certainly it's something that. You go back for some additional training, you can, you know, easily go into those types of roles. But one of the things that manufacturers are trying to do is trying to get to work with, you know, the local educational institutions, work with the state and local governments.
Chambers, you know, of Commerce, by the way, Chambers of Commerce are good, have become the nexus between manufacturing and education. There a lot of chambers are working with the education teams and the business community to get those skills elevated. So congratulations to chambers for all they're doing that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think I used to be a business school dean back in the day.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think one of the challenges, even from the educational perspective, is, you know, you want to make sure you're churning out people who actually can get a job. And I think that there's a lot of willingness on the part of educators as well to ask the business community, what are the skills you need for our workforce so we can have a really good workforce?
And there's another thing, Chad, it's not just for the jobs you have. When a company is thinking about bringing a manufacturing plant to a community, one of the questions they ask is, how is your workforce trained?
Yeah.
And so you need to be able to demonstrate, a community needs to be able to demonstrate that they have people graduating that can weld and that can operate technology, that kind of thing.
That's true. I mean, I think I said this to you on your show before. You know, the Boston Consulting Group says that, you know, we could get 600,000 to 1.2 million manufacturing jobs between now and 2020, which is phenomenal. But a nice rhetorical question that I kind of ask after that is, where will those jobs come from?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the real issue, particularly when you look at, you know, the average age of a worker on the shop floor is over 50 now in many facilities.
Right.
So
you
have a lot of baby boomers that are going to retire, and when that happens, you have a lot of skill that are walking out the door. And
brain trust. Your brain trust is going away. So tell us about the legislation. I got about a minute.
Well, we had some legislation that just passed, a couple of days ago.
The House.
On the president's desk.
Oh, it's already gotten all the way through.
Yeah, and so I think that it's a nice victory for the NAM. It certainly encompasses a lot.
Will he sign it? Will the president sign this?
Definitely.
And tell us what the bill's about.
Well, I mean, I believe it just simply is about workforce training, streamlining the workforce training programs that are in the federal government, and again, trying to make sure that we can adequately address those skills.
How is that bill going to get out to Main Street? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I suspect that we're going to try to pitch it as much as we can to our member companies.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
One other piece of information that I think is very important is we have Manufacturing Day is in October, early October.
Right.
Many of our manufacturers are opening up their shop floors to students and the like. And I think we're going to try to make sure as much as we can to push that out to our members, push it out to chambers, et cetera.
I just hope this bill doesn't become another way for the government, the federal government I hope it becomes productive. Congratulations on getting it on the president's desk. I hope he signs it. 20 till, right back after these messages. We're going to find out what the manufacturing landscape looks like these days with Chad Moutre after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.